It starts with the responsibility that I have to take personally for making sure that instructions that are given to staff are clear and complete and comprehensive. It requires us to take a look at the travel schedules to make sure that we have sufficient staff in various offices. At the time this incident occurred, I was on travel. The chief of staff was on travel. So we need to do a better job of coordinating travel schedules. We obviously have to take a look at the process that was used for political appointees in terms of actions and steps. We need a much more collaborative process, engaging the undersecretaries and senior staff members before decisions are finalized. We obviously also have to make sure that everyone has contact information that's accurate and complete. And we have to establish protocols for contacting folks who may be in a situation where there may be the possibility of disciplinary action to make sure that their rights are fully protected. Political appointees were treated a little differently than a career appointee, and we obviously need to make sure that there's a more parallel system for political appointees so that what Shirley went through doesn't happen again. That's the goal. These recommendations will be and are in the process of being incorporated into our procedures now.